The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod Toast. Oh, we're back, and thank heavens you're here. Why is it that you always seem to drop your toast when you're in a rush and running late for something important?
Toast.
We know the feeling all too well, sleeping in past your alarm, maybe scrambling out of bed with practically no time to do anything but grab a slice of toast, whack on the butter and head for the door.
Toast.
What happens more often than we care to admit is that in the midst of the morning rush, we often drop the toast and surprise, surprise, it lands butter side down. Great.
Toast, toast.
But you're not imagining it. Your toast is far more likely to land butter side down, according to the numbers. Researchers have claimed to find the definitive answer as to why toast always appears to fall on the most inconvenient side.
Toast.
And it's to do with the height of the table that you're sat at, or the height at which you drop it.
Toast.
You see, after a piece of toast begins its descent, it usually only has time to execute a half somersault before it lands on the floor.
Toast.
As the side which is buttered will naturally begin facing upwards, this will likely be the side to land flat on the floor. In order to confirm this theory, food expert Professor Chris Smith and his team at Manchester Met University dropped 100 slices of toast from a table which was 2.5 feet high.
Toast.
Following the experiment, Professor Smith concluded that if you want to ensure that any slice of toast lands butter side up rather than butter side down, you should invest in a higher table of around 8 feet high, thus allowing space for the toast to rotate a full 360 degrees.
Toast.
The most contributing factor is the height of the table, but the actual physics of a slice of toast may also have an effect. The air pockets in a slice of bread create drag as it falls through the air.
Toast.
Buttering one side of the bread alters the surface and therefore the levels of drag and the way in which it rotates.
Toast.
It's a phenomenon that has puzzled scientists and the public for nearly 200 years. It was even discussed as long ago as 1835 in the New York Monthly magazine.
Toast.
So there you have it.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod. And don't forget, The Odd Pod is available to download wherever, whenever you want, from Facebook, Twitter, and Spotify. Or you can subscribe for free at manxradio.com.